Blog Talk Radio.
Chatting with Sherry is presented by the Writers and Illustrators of the Future. They've been providing a means for new and budding writers to have a chance for creative efforts to be seen and acknowledged. Welcome to Chatting with Sherry. Today we welcome Emily Hu. It's a show from an Australian entertainer. She's a children's singer. She has a debut album, A Day for Adventure. And we talk about how she came about with the concept, who Emily Hu is, and how your children can take part. Here's Emily.
Hi, Emily. Welcome to the show.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
I'm really excited. I want to hear all about Emily Hu and all about how you came about with that kind of idea and the whole concept. But let's first talk about where did it come from? How did you come up with the name? Where did you come up with the idea of doing a children's show?
I finished drama school and then was lucky enough to actually be cast in a children's television show here in Australia called Jay's Jungle. And out of that, I sort of discovered that I really love performing for young children and teamed up with some really incredible people and we made a little team. So there's three of us on the Emily Hu team, myself, Peter Bailey and Robin Gist. And we had this meeting and they had watched a bit of Jay's Jungle, and Rob was a music producer and Peter Bailey is an incredible songwriter. And we had this meeting and we said, okay, well, what if we write some children's music together? What if we sort of team up and you know, it'll sort of be my face and voice, but we'll work as a team to create songs and see what happens. And it really just started from that, and started as just for fun, the three of us creating songs, and then it's sort of grown from there into obviously a professional thing. And we decided to use my name, Emily, and one of the things we talked about was what can we offer, what can we bring to this world of children's performing, and what are the kind of messages that we want to introduce to children. And so one of the things was talking about, well, who can you be, and empowering children to be whoever they want to be. And in fact, our very first song on our album, which is called A Day for Adventure, is called Who is Emily Today? And it's all about being whoever you want to be. And so we've kind of kept with that sort of theme. And so that's part of why I'm called Emily Hu. And then we've used the word who as we've continue to write songs, and we even have made up our very own dance move called the Who. and actually I've got a YouTube clip of me dancing the Who, which features lots of kids dancing around doing the Who as well.
That is so cute.
Yeah.
So what kind of things do you encourage, like astronomer or a banker? Do you have like a certain type of person or anything, or how do you?
Well, in the song we have it does feature, I suppose, sort of jobs and things. So like there's lyrics about being a firefighter, there's lyrics about being an astronaut and flying into space, being a cleaner and making everything sparkly clean, being a scientist, being an artist, and that's the idea, is you don't have to be constricted, you can go and be whatever you want. And in the song as well, it's about dressing up as well, so it's kind of a game as well as using your imagination for what you might be when you grow up, but also just having fun in the moment and playing and putting on some dress-ups and trying different things as well.
Do you, before the pandemic, do you do live kids shows, or do you do Is it all done by video, or is it how's it done exactly?
So we have we released the first album in August last year, so that's on iTunes and Spotify, and then since then we've been lucky enough to create some video clips. So some of the songs we've turned into music videos, which are on YouTube, and then from releasing the album, the plan absolutely was for 2020 to be live shows. In fact, I was supposed to be performing in a fantastic festival in Bologna, in Italy, in March, but unfortunately that didn't happen. And then I was also supposed to be performing in a festival, a children's festival in Sweden, in May, I think that was going to be. So both of those things were cancelled, which was very sad, but it was amazing to be selected to have the opportunity to learn in those amazing festivals and watch other performers as well to learn from them. And then the idea was always to do performances, live performances in preschools and kindergartens around Australia and then hopefully the rest of the world. Obviously that's kind of taken a little bit of a back step while we're dealing with COVID, which is fine because it's better to for everybody to be safe and healthy. So what I've been doing instead is I've done a couple of live on Zoom shows where I'll sing one of my Emily Hu songs from my album and tell a story and maybe do like a nursery rhyme. And then I've teamed up with a lady called Virginia who runs a thing called Alan's Activities, and that's all about doing fun activities as well. So she and I have come up with a theme and create this sort of live on Zoom show, which we then post on YouTube as well. So there's a couple already up on YouTube of some live Zoom shows. And then, yeah, hopefully we'll get the opportunity to do some more actual live performances. But also, we are very lucky in that I've had the opportunity to do some other writing and creating. So one of the things that I do is I usually will perform with an orchestra once a year. And if you don't know what an orchestra is, it's when lots of different musicians all play together. And I run a children's show for Ku-ring-gai Philharmonic Orchestra here in Australia. And obviously that also was cancelled this year, so I've actually been writing a web series online with a group called Arcadia Wind Quintet, Arcadia Winds, and I've been working with them to create actually a little web series all about music, and Emily Hu goes on an adventure under the sea. So that'll be released in a month or a couple of months. So we've just literally been performing that, filming and editing that.
What kind of costumes do you wear when you do these shows?
So Emily, who has her very own overalls with question marks on it, and I have a lovely blue headband and a purple T-shirt. And they're my adventure and performing clothes. But in that new web series that will be coming out soon, Emily Hu was going on an adventure with and meeting musical pirates.
Ooh.
So you can imagine the musical pirate costumes.
Yeah, so like Peter Pan.
Yeah, a little bit like that, yeah.
Orchestras are really cool. I grew up in LA and we used to go to the Hollywood Bowl and see all kinds of different orchestras. There's all kinds. Is it like a symphony orchestra or is it like a mix like jazz music and all the different kinds? What kind of music?
I've been working with this group called Ku-ring-gai Philharmonic Orchestra, Yeah, I'd say that's sort of similar to symphony orchestra. You've got violins, violas, cellos in your string section, a double bass, and then you've got your winds and your brass and your percussion. So all the different instruments. And when we do the kids' proms shows, that's a chance for children to have a listen to the orchestra playing all together, but also to meet the different instruments. And that's what we've done in this web series as well. So if you want to watch it when it comes out, the Arcadia Winds, that's a wind quintet. So there's just five musicians. So we've got a flute, clarinet, oboe, bassoon, and horn. And we learn all about those individual instruments, but we also get to hear them play together. And we get to learn about the different things that happen in music, like if it plays loud or soft or fast or slow. And it's a great way for children to get to know music.
Yeah, I love music. Is it going to be all... So when they do these teaching, are they going to be showing them how to play different things at each one, or is it going to be all together, or is it going to be separated, like a different episode for a different instrument? How's that going to work?
Yeah, so it's a different episode for a different instrument. So each of the Arcadia Winds has a pirate name. So we've got Captain Clarinet and Buccaneer Bassoon and Fearless Flute and Hook Hand Horn and Officer Oboe. So they're all pirates, and each episode you get to meet the different instrument and the different person, obviously. But Emily Hu, I'm in all of them, and I get to go adventuring under the sea and exploring as I learn about the music. And the other thing, while we've been in the pandemic and we've not been able to go outside as much and not been able to do concerts, I actually teamed up with some other children's performers in Australia, and actually one Canadian, I created a show called the Kids Couch Concert. And in fact, I made two, so there's Kids Couch Concert and there's Kids Couch Concert 2. And actually they're still available for download on Vimeo. And what I did was I created an opportunity for children, so anybody listening to this who is a child or has children or knows children, I created these concerts that you can watch, and each you get to listen to lots of different children's performers sing their songs right from your couch. And I'm on my couch too, so it's hosted by Emily Hu, so I'm there and watching from my couch and singing for you from my couch as well.
Now, when you're hosting, are you singing with the different people, or is it just explaining how it works? Is it a musical performance for each of those?
Yeah, so most of them are musical. There's lots of children's singers, but in the first concert, we also have a clown who does some funny things. And in the second concert, we have a bubble expert, so he blows some amazing bubbles. And then when I'm hosting, basically I am enjoying watching the performers with the kids watching, and then I'll talk about the different things that we learnt. So, for instance, the Micmacs, they were in the second concert, and they're very famous children's performers, and they sing a song all about opposites. So then when it cuts back to me on my couch, I talk about learning opposites. So things like that. And then, yeah, I also sing a couple of my songs as well from my CD.
And how do... is there like a website where people can go and see all these different things? Or is it on YouTube? Or
yes,
is there a place that it all comes together?
they're all kind of in different places because they're all different projects. But if you were to follow Emily Hu on Instagram or Facebook, I always put my updates there about what's happening. But the Kids Couch Concerts on Vimeo, so it's literally vimeo.com/ondemand/KidsCouchConcert. Or Kids Couch Concert 2, if you want the second one. So they're on Vimeo on demand, and yeah. But I always do lots of posts, and there's a Kids Couch Concert Facebook page as well, which is just Kids Couch Concert hosted by Emily Hu. So that's got links on there that are easy to click.
And when you do these shows, is there a point where they're interactive, like when you do the couch one, or do you talk to the kids?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what it's all about. So the Kids Couch Concert is a chance for all of us to enjoy doing something when we maybe can't go and watch a real life concert. And so absolutely includes watching from your couch, but also getting up and moving around. And in the Arcadia Winds web series that's coming out in a few months, that as well, because we're listening to music and exploring different types of music, we absolutely get up and move around, and I do it with you, so you can move around with Emily, who they're all interactive for sure. Yeah.
So are you going to have an adventure in space? That's one of my favorite things. you're having it under the ocean, going to have it over.
Well, actually, the very first show that I wrote for the Ku-ring-gai Philharmonic Orchestra, which was a live orchestra show, that was exactly what we did. I was astronaut Emily, and we went on a space adventure, listening to different types of music to help us adventure through space. So I've already got a show written about space, so I plan to either turn that into a web series or hopefully get to perform that live, perhaps with other orchestras, because it's already written and done. So, yes, and absolutely, that was lots of fun doing a show about space. We also did one about magic, and I learned some magic tricks, so that was really fun. And then this year's Ku-ring-gai Philharmonic Orchestra show was going to be about the circus. So I've started learning how to juggle and riding a unicycle and things like that, so I'll be ready for next year when we do our circus show.
You can ride a unicycle?
Yeah, believe it or not, I learned how to ride one when I was at school. We had circus skills program at school, and one of the things we did was learn how to ride a unicycle.
Oh my God.
Before, in fact, I'd ever even ridden a bike, so I learned how to ride a unicycle before I learned how to ride a bike. But I mean, that was a very long time ago, and it is very tricky, but I recently bought one so that I could have a go at relearning how to do it. So hopefully I'll have it ready for when we get to do live concerts again, and I can do one on a unicycle.
Can you do the stilts too?
Oh, that's a good thought. I haven't got any stilts, so I haven't had the chance to practice, but that was in the circus skills course back in the day.
It's silly. There was an old show called The Lucy Show with Lucille Ball, and there was this episode with stilts. One of her sons was learning how to walk on stilts, and she was... it's a long story, but the two adult women are sleeping in bunk beds, and unless one of them was able to step on the bunk bed, there was no way to get up there. But she didn't want to wake her friend, so she went on stilts. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen, her going basically around the entire room before she finally got into the bed. But anyway, so that's what made me think of.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I remember seeing clowns on stilts, I mean on parades and stuff, so I just thought maybe that would be one of the skills they taught you.
Yeah, I think that we did. It was a very long time ago, so I can't remember. But I'll be working on... I had started writing the show before I went overseas. But obviously, with the way that the world is at the moment, we can't do that live show until next year. So I've got a lot of time to write it, but also to practice my circus skills. So I'll be ready for that.
I'm just trying to picture you on a unicycle. It must be cute.
Yes, well, I'll practice, and then I'll have to take a video or at least some photos.
Is it one of those tall ones or a short one?
Just normal size, like a bike.
Oh, because the one I remember seeing is really it was an old one, but it was like really tall, like the size of a 6 feet man, and he had to climb up.
No, thankfully, it's not that.
It's not like that. Okay, so it's like a bicycle. So that's a lot less stressful. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe he's going to do that. Okay, good. So you're safer.
Yes.
Like you said that Emily Hughes, so they can be anything. Have you had any kids asking for, like, I want to do this, will you do a show for that, with this kind of thing that I want to do?
I'm not really sure what you mean.
Like you said that basically Emily Who means who do you want to be today? So what I wanted to know is, have you gotten, like, any messages from any kids saying, well, I want to be a, I want to be an explorer. So did they, like, write you and say, could you do a show about being an explorer, or I want to be a lion tamer or whatever? I just can't think of the things right now, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do know what you mean now. Yeah, I guess that's just sort of one concept, and our first album was called A Day for Adventure, so we have songs about all sorts of different things, adventuring around. But certainly I do get messages from fans, sometimes they are, you know, oh, I wish there was a song about this, an Emily Who song about this. And sometimes they might, request a happy birthday or something like that, or that sort of thing. Not so much can you write a whole show about.
I didn't mean a whole show. I just meant like a song.
And I'm lucky enough to have a few nieces and nephews and things as well. So they get to practice. They're my practice audience. So sometimes I'll write some songs and send them out to my nieces and nephews and get some feedback about whether they like them. And then, yeah, sometimes I will get a little bit of an idea on what songs to write. So, for instance, I've got a nonsense song on the first album, which is called Horsey in the Cafe. And that song idea came about because I was babysitting my niece, who was, I think, about 3 at the time. And in the local cafe, there was a rocking horse. And she used to just say, can we go to the Horsey in the Cafe? And I was like, what? Horsey in the Cafe? And then actually I was babysitting some other children, and we were playing all sorts of imagination games about, you know, oh, I'm going to imagine that I'm on the couch, but it's a boat, and oh my goodness, I can see some penguins over there, I've got to take some photos, and, you know, that kind of exploring and adventuring using your imagination. So I wrote a song that's called Horsey in a Cafe, and that's all about using your imagination, but all of the ideas in that song came from playing with actual kids. they gave me the ideas, and I basically just put it together. Made a bit of a nonsense song. But we do those kind of things, like nonsense and imagination, but we've also make sure that we write songs about that have educational value as well. So I've got a song called Count With Me, which is all about, obviously, counting. We've got a song about I Spy, playing the game I Spy, so using different letters of the alphabet. And then we've just been writing new songs, actually. We've got a new album that will be released in a few months. And so on there, we've made sure we've got some things like naming the days of the week and remembering those. So making sure that we both have fun and exciting songs as well. Well, I mean, they're all fun and exciting, but educational songs as well as just playful songs.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's like fun but educational at the same time.
Absolutely, yeah.
And what's the age range for the kids that could be watching?
Usually we sort of are aiming around preschool age. I'm not sure if it's called preschool where you are, but
it is.
So yeah, so sort of 2 to about maybe 5. But absolutely, I've known slightly older kids, 6 or 7 year olds that have liked the songs, as well as slightly younger, 0 to 1 as well, have enjoyed them. So, but usually sort of the main target audience and the main kids that seem to enjoy it the most are between the ages of about 2 and 5.
And do you have, like, puppets or anything else that you use to help you with your demonstrations of whatever the topic is?
Yeah, so in my Christmas song, I actually wrote a Christmas song in 2018, I think it was, and that was actually hilarious because I'd been asked to perform at a carols event, an outdoor carols event, and they wanted me to sing a Christmas carol, but then I said, oh, could I perform an Emily Hu song? And they said, oh, yes, you can. Do you have a Christmas song? And I went, oh, no, I don't have a Christmas song. So I met up with my team, and we created a Christmas song, which I then performed, and that's on YouTube. And in the YouTube clip for my Christmas song, we had some sock puppets, which we made, and they were dancing along, and they were very cute, so we made some sock puppets for that. And then I also have, I have a song called Pets Are Great, which is obviously all about how great pets are, and I have a cat puppet that I use and have used in live shows. So when I was traveling to Italy, I didn't make it all the way to Italy because COVID happened, but I did land in London and spent a little bit of time there, and I actually got to do a couple of performances in preschools in London when I was there earlier this year, and I used the cat puppet there and actually made friends with a lovely lady who's really, really amazing at creating things and knitting. And she is actually, I've commissioned her to make a dog puppet in the same dimensions as the cat puppet. So
aww.
In the future, when I perform Pets Are Great, I'll have a cat and a dog.
That's great. Because I think that there's too much prejudice. Everybody should love all animals.
Absolutely. Well, if you listen to my song Pets Are Great, we mention pretty much every pet.
Because that's one thing that always bothered me when I was a little girl. They used to say you either have to be a dog person or a cat person, then you can't be both, that dog people don't like cat people and cat people don't like dog people. And I'm like, but I love everything. I couldn't understand it. I loved all animals.
Yes, that does tend to be a thing, doesn't it? But yes, my Emily Hu song, Pets Are Great, is just literally all about how all pets are great.
Yep, I agree.
Yes.
Do you have anything about the zoo, about all animals, or like maybe a safari, or like a photography safari, or anything that shows animals? Or?
Well, speaking of going under the sea, I do have a song called Deep Blue Sea, and that's all about the different sea creatures that you might find under the sea.
That's cool.
Whales and sharks and turtles and jellyfish. So I've got that. And then in my nonsense song, there's a few. I've also got a little poem about a bunny rabbit. But no zoo animals as yet.
Okay.
I do have an Australian animal song that will be released very soon as well. And that's all about the animals that you might find in Australia.
Which are unique and special.
Which are very unique and special, that's right. And in that song, it's very interactive and invites children to have a go at doing the different things like the animal, like jumping up and down like a kangaroo.
Because in Australia and New Zealand, you guys have animals that are only there. That's nowhere else in the world. So that's why they're really different and special. And
that's right, yeah. We've got koalas and platypus and, kangaroos. And so my new Australian animal song explores all of those.
I love platypuses. I know that they're not the prettiest creature in the world, but they're so ugly, they're cute.
Oh, I like them. A dear friend of mine actually lives in Tasmania in Australia, and she has a lovely big property, and that has a platypus that lives on the property. So whenever I go and visit there, we go down to the pond to try and spot the platypus.
I love them. I love turtles. We had a neighbor who had a turtle who would escape under the fence. So we basically adopted the turtle too, because he was there almost every day. We had a great deal of imagination. We called him Tommy the Turtle. But it was like, I mean, he would, it was like he wanted to come visit.
Mm. Well, it sounds very cute. I think my mum had turtles.
They're cool. Turtles are cool.
And not really a thing in Australia. No, I don't think many people have turtles. Not the right environment.
That's true. That's true.
Or tortoises.
It's interesting what a turtle has to go through just to survive. I mean, I forgot. It's near Australia, but there's an island that they spawn their turtles. And
Galapagos Island?
It's a Galapagos. I think it is, yeah. And they actually, after the mother and father do their thing, they leave. And their babies are basically, when they are born, they're on their own. But they have to go through a gauntlet.
Mm.
So they basically have to go through all this stuff just to get into the ocean. And even getting into the ocean is, there's some danger. So they're very brave. So when you meet a turtle, make friends. They're brave.
Yes, that's very true. I think, they're tortoises, I think, on Galapagos. But we have turtles, and in my series that I've been working on with the Arcadia Winds, we talk about the slow-swimming turtle, and in my song as well, Deep Blue Sea, and we sing about the turtle in the Great Barrier Reef, which is an amazing coral reef in Australia.
Yeah, it's one of the most amazing coral reefs in the world.
Mm, yeah.
It has more life in it than most coral reefs anywhere. It's just a special place.
I've been scuba diving in the Great Barrier Reef. It's pretty amazing.
I haven't been to Australia, but I've read and seen everything.
Well, if you watch the new web series that I've written, that's, we pretend that we are scuba diving in the Great Barrier Reef in that, so you can watch that and you can imagine that you're there.
Sounds cool. We're coming to the end. Could you give your website, you said you don't have a website, Instagram, what your handle is, and your Facebook handle?
Yes, so if you just go on Instagram and find Emily Hu, on Instagram it's _Emily_Hu, and Facebook is Emily Hu. I'm also on YouTube, which is youtube.com/C for children/EmilyHu. And then if you want to watch the kids' couch concerts, it's vimeo.com/ondemand/kidscouchconcert. And then you can add a 2 to that if you want to watch the second one.
Cool.
So there's lots of things. But if you follow me on Facebook and Instagram, you'll get all of the news of what Emily Hu is up to, including my second album, which will be coming out very soon, and all of these other exciting projects as well.
Cool. Do you have the date for the album?
Oh, I don't have a date yet. It's nearly finished. We've been working very hard, but we've had a few really amazing opportunities which have slowed the final few songs down. But I would expect in the next couple of months. So the last one was released in August last year, so I would expect around August for this second one, but we'll see.
Okay.
I have to follow me on social media to find out.
Sounds fair. That sounds fair. thank you for coming on, Emily. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much. And hopefully whoever's listening can have a listen to my songs, and I hope you like them. And thanks for having me.
Thank you. And thank you for chatting with Sherry.
For an opportunity to win a CD, please check my Facebook page, Chatting with Sherry, and put a little note in there that you loved Emily Hu, and if you have a child, either say what the child like to be, you know, who the child would like to be, or as bonus points, they can dress up as what they want to be in a little pic. Thank you for chatting with Sherry. ¶¶